Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. Our first reading is taken from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 33, verses 7 to 9. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 94 or Psalm 95, depending on the translation of your Bible. Our second reading is taken from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Our gospel reading is taken from Matthew's gospel, chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, my brothers, my sisters, chosen and obligated to ensure reconciliation. Chosen and obligated to ensure reconciliation. My brothers and sisters, we have been chosen by God's grace to be and to be identified as the people of God. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12 says, "To those who received Jesus and believed in his name, God has given the right to become children of God." Hence, as Romans chapter 8, verse 15 following says, God is our Father. We have the right to call him Abba, Father. And the Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. But, my brothers, my sisters, we are obligated to protect our image as God's children. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1691, says, "Christian, recognize your identity, and now that you share in God's own nature, do not return to your former base condition by sinning. Remember who is your head and of whose body you are a member. Never forget that you have been rescued from the power of darkness and brought into the light of the kingdom of God." My brothers, my sisters, in order to uphold our dignity as bearers of the light of Christ, St. Paul notes in the second reading of today that we must observe the command to love our neighbor as ourselves. He says, "Love is the one thing that cannot hurt your neighbor." That is why it is the answer to every one of the commandments. In other words, as a child of God, we are called not only to protect our dignity, but also to dignify others within the community of God's people. Hence, through the prophet Ezekiel, Yahweh reminds us in the first reading of today that we are sentries, guardians, teachers, leaders, disciples, and carers, called to secure love and peace in our communities. And as carers of souls, we are called to ensure the salvation of the just. Thus, my brothers, my sisters, using the words of Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 12, our duty is to protect and preserve God's people in the name of Jesus and to ensure that none is lost. For Yahweh says that we will account for the poor we failed to help. We will account for the sick that we ignored. We will account for the hungry people we cheated. We will account for the angered citizens we deceived, and the sinners we failed to forgive, the sinners we failed to love, and the sinners we failed to win back to Christ. But winning others back to the Lord requires courage. Yes, courage to forgive and willingness to reach out, especially to those who have or whom we have offended. And it also requires humility to accept the outcome of that encounter. If that private encounter fails, then Jesus encourages us to humbly ask one or two persons to join us in that outreach of love. And we could ask the community to join that mission of love if the need arises. Thus, my brothers, my sisters, Jesus is asking and encouraging us today to do whatever it takes to establish the command of true and sincere love in our community, in our families. For as 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 says, whoever abides in love abides in God, and God lives in him. And verse 17 notes that when love is perfected, we will have confidence to pray and confidence to stand before his throne of mercy as God's children. My brothers, my sisters, uphold love today. Secure the good of a brother. Protect your brother. Protect your sister. Help them to remain in the love of Jesus. And as you do that, may God bless you and may God replenish you and may God uphold you and keep you safe all the days of your life. And may he grant you the healing required for this moment, for this week. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Always remember to pray for me, Father Anthony Uche. God bless you all.
Blessed Lord.